inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with five. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second. It's ripped out by Davis. Time runs out. Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic. FAU. Fantastic. Awesome. Unreal. Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
FAU is going to the Final Four. What a wonderful story. And a man that hit four big free throws down the stretch up against Kansas State is Michael Forrest from the FAU Owls, who's kind enough to join us right now. Michael, Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate the time and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So when you hear that your team, your school, FAU, is going to the Final Four, just how do you process that?
Man, I'm usually at a loss for words just because you dream of a game like this as a kid. So just for all this to be happening is amazing.
When did it really sink in? Like, in the moment, was it, holy crap, we're going to the Final Four? Did it take a little bit?
Man, as soon as I heard that buzzer sound, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm finally going to the Final Four.
And it's unbelievable. And late in the game up against Kansas State, you go to the free throw line two different times. You're up by one. You hit both the free throws, four total down the stretch. You made it look easy. Were you nervous when you were at the line, or did you know those shots were going in?
I knew the shots were going in. I practice free throws every day, so I wasn't too worried about them.
Why wasn't the moment throughout this entire tourney never too big for you guys? Because, like, no one expected you to do this but you guys in that locker room, and it seems like you belong, and the stage has never been too big for you guys.
Just because we all know, like, we've all been in, like, positions where we have high stakes at hand. So, like, we're just used to playing like this. We work hard every day, so we just trust the work that we put into the game.
Now, sometimes in this sport, especially when you have a 9 seed go to the Final Four, people call it a Cinderella story. Just how do you respond to that when people call you guys a Cinderella team?
We really don't feel like we're a Cinderella team. Just based off of all the accomplishments we've had this season, we just don't feel like we are one.
So when the committee came out and they ranked you guys a 9 seed in this tourney, did you feel like that was disrespect to the FAU program?
Us as a team, we definitely did feel a little disrespected, but we use that as motivation to show the world that the ranking really doesn't matter.
What do you think is going to be going through your head? You'll go out to Houston this week, and then Saturday night you're going to lace it up and you're going to play in the Final Four. Right before that ball is tipped on the biggest stage in college basketball, what do you think is going to be going through your mind?
Man, just winning the game and moving on, because our dreams are right in front of us. We're just 2 games away.
And it really did sink in for me. This was after you guys won the Sweet 16 game to go to the Elite Eight against Tennessee. Your coach, Dusty May, said 3 more wins. Now knowing there's only 2 more wins to a championship, that's got to be a little bit surreal how close you guys are to that finish line.
Yeah, it definitely is. It kind of equates to how, like, the shot clock's going down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's a really good feeling to know that we're that close.
Obviously, it was a happy locker room after the game, but take me inside that locker room once you guys walk off the court together after cutting down the nets at Madison Square Garden. What was that like getting back into the locker room and then eventually the plane ride home?
Oh, man, it was just, you could just feel the energy. Everyone was happy. Everyone was just excited just to know that we're going to the Final Four. So just a lot of talking, and it was a lot of interviews afterwards also, but just a lot of excitement and celebration.
Michael Forrest here with us. I want to take you back to the Sweet 16 game. You really did ignite that run and that comeback that you guys did go on. You were down by 4. You hit those 2 big 3s, and then you get a 2-point basket as well. I know this has been a different season for you coming off the bench. Just take me through what that moment was like when you went through that run of 8 straight points for you in the Sweet 16.
That sequence was like a real confidence booster for me, just because, like, in the beginning of the tournament, I was kind of struggling. So just for that run to happen and just for me to be able to, like, be a key component in my team winning felt amazing.
Michael Forrest here with us from the FAU Owls, off to the Final Four as a 9 seed. They'll play San Diego State coming up on Saturday night in Houston. I know you're a Florida kid, and Dusty May going to FAU kind of did convince you to go to FAU, but take me through your decision-making process and why you elected to stay at home and go join FAU.
I chose to stay just because of the culture that Coach May was trying to build and the opportunity that he was giving to me, and also just how Coach May was always like upfront and truthful about the good and the bad with committing to the school. So that's really what swayed me to come.
This year when Coach came to you, and you've been with the team since 2018, and he said, we're going to have you come off the bench. Last year you had 34 starts. This year you only had one. Just kind of take me through why you kind of were receptive to that, and not a lot of kids would be okay with coming off the bench, but you were different.
Just because I knew this team was going to be special. So if I had to just play my role and help other guys succeed, then that's really what I was willing to do. And the results have been pretty great, so I can't complain.
You said you knew this team was going to be special. What did you see out of this team before the season started?
I could see just the guys' determination and their willingness to work hard every single day, day in and day out. The guys bring incredible focus during film, in the weight room and on the court. So, and they also put in extra time off the court as well. So we have a great group of guys that's always just – we have a team full of gym rats. That's what I can say.
That's awesome. Well, what were your goals heading into this season as a team? What was the goal of the FAU Owls?
The goal was to just get 1% better every day and just max out our potential, just because Coach May saw like the potential in us, and he was willing to work with us any hour of the day. So it was really just trying to get better and reach our ceiling.
If I told you in the summer that you guys would be in the Final Four later on this year, what would you have said to me?
Part of me would have thought you were crazy, and part of me would have thought that it could happen. So it's kind of like a double-sided coin.
It's been an unbelievable story. When you get into the preparation for San Diego State, as you guys are 40 minutes away from playing in the championship game coming up on Monday, just what stands out to you about the Aztecs at San Diego State?
Just their physicality. They're a very physical team, and they're well-coached too. So within the next few days, we're just going to prepare for them and see what we can do.
Last thing I'll ask you, and this kind of annoys me because you guys have been such a fun story, and it's been awesome, and I think these last 2 weeks have been the most entertaining 2 weeks in NCAA tournament history. You got some people saying, oh, San Diego State, Florida Atlantic is there. It's not good for college basketball. It's not good for March Madness. Just what do you say to people that say that?
Oh, man, this team, we've been proving the haters wrong all season, so it'll just be another notch under our belt.
Do you guys pay attention to what's being said about you? Because for me, everyone should be throwing flowers your way, but it does seem like some people are annoyed that you guys are in the Final Four.
Yeah, we pay attention to it a little bit, but we don't really get into that. If we hear something about it, we use it as fuel.
Well, Michael, it's been an incredible story. We can't wait to see how this plays out this weekend. Really appreciate you doing this, and thanks so much.
Thank you.